Friends, this year should be Lili Nishmas, a chavra Mordechai Tzvi, ben Reb Aaron Menachem, and also the Schus Yedid Nafshi Beno, Reb Chaim Shrek Shlita Lebracha V'Hatzlacha V'Chol Maaseh Yadav. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells us 29b Lulav Agazav Yavish Pasul. You have a lulav that is guzzled, that is stolen, or that is yavesh, is dried out, it's pasul. Rashi explains, yavesh de bo'inon mitzvah mehuderes, because we require a mehuder dike mitzvah, a beautiful mitzvah. As it says, ve'anvehu, tosvis di bar maschel, you lulav yavesh pasul. Umefarish begemara mishum de iskish lulav leesrig, that the reason a lulav a yavish is puzzle is, as the Gemara explains, because there's a hekesh between lulav and esrig, and by esrig it says hadar, so the lulav also has to be mahudar. Velokom oshapirish hakunshurus mishum de chsiv zekeli vanveyu, dein vanveyu elo lechatchila velo mifsal behachi. And it's not like Rashi explains that it's al zekeli vanveyu, because vanveyu is a din lechatchila. And there's no psul in v'anvehu. But rather, what's the issue? The issue is the lack of hider. But v'anvehu is only a psul lechatchila, as is muchach in Perek Kama Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Dam Rabbanan Luv Mitzvah La'ogdo, Mishum Shenamar Zekeli Vanveil La'ogdo Kasha, that it's a mitzvah to tie up the lulav. But if one didn't do so, then one is still Yotze, because it says Zekeli Vanveyu, but La'ogdo Kasha, the igud, the tying up, is not Ma'akev. So what do you see from this Gemara, says Tosfos? You see that Zekeli Vanveyu is not a din that's Ma'akev. And since it's not Ma'akev, and the Mishnah here says that Lulav Agazav Yavesh Pasul, so here we are talking about an Ikuv. So the Ikuv must be Mitzad Hadar, that it's not Mehudar, but not Mitzad Vanveyu. Vanveu is only a din lechilad kami divriatos. It's the Meiri, and Dibra Maschel Ba'achar is Miyashiv Rashi, and he writes as follows: Umitoch kach ani chozer lefarish keperish gedolei arabanim, umishum zekeli vanveu, vafa gav de blog dokasha bidiyevid lo kol amidos shavas bepsul sheino hader. She yavish kala kol lechulcho, vinitla ha druaso, ka odim she nitl chiyuso, kamoshe paslu betalmud amar val shem lo amesi mihaleluka. Aval lo agdo lo nitl hadoro legamreu b'di eved kosher. So therefore, I want to explain, like one of the Gedolei HaRabbanim, Rashi al zekeli vanveyu, and even though lo agdo is kosher b'di eved, lo kol amidos shav. It's not always the same in the psul of eino hadar. That a yavesh is dried out and it doesn't have a hider anymore, like a person who doesn't have chius, like we pass it in the Talmud Yerushalmi. I love this Yerushalmi. That it's paslatz lo hamesim yahala lukav, doesn't have chiyus anymore. If it's dried out, it doesn't have vitality, so it's pasul because of the pasuk that the dead can't praise God. This fruit is dead. Lo agdo, so if you didn't tie it, so it's only it doesn't lose its hider. Since it doesn't lose its hider, the din is that b'di'eved it's still going to be kosher because it still has its hider. But here, we're talking about where it's dried out. This Zekeli Vanveyu is even going to be a Makiv B'di'evit? Because this is a more serious psul than just Lo Agdo. Lo Agdo, okay, it's not ideal. That's only Lechatchila. But when we're talking about it being dried out, that's already a psul even b'di'evid. So it's nice to tie up the lulav with the other species, but it's not ma'akev, but yavesh is. However, l'chora, we have to understand Rashi. The Rashi l'chora contradicts himself, because in Nikdam Rosha, that it says there in the Mishnah, Rashi says Nikdam Rosha Pasul, the law of Hadar, so it's Mashma Kedivri Atosis, that it's because there's a Hekesh of Luluf to an Esrig, where it says Hadar. And it says in the Gemara, Kopasik Vitani Loshni Yot of Rishon Loshni Yot of Sheni, Bishleim Ahadav Yavesh Hadar Bin and Veleka. So it says that there's a psul, and it does it distinguish between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. So Bishleim Ahadar, I get it, that there's no difference, because Yavesh, I get it, there's no difference, because we require Hadar. So you see that the psul of Yavesh is Al's Hadar, because we have a Hekesh of Luluf to Esrig. So first of all, we have a problem with Rashi. Rashi himself says by Nikdam Rosho, that there's a Hadar problem. That would seem to say, like Tosis, that we're going with the Hekesh between Lulav and Esrig. You need Hadar by Lulav as well. Not only that, you have a Gemara which is against the Mashmos of Rashi. Because the Gemara says, Bishlema Yavesh Hadar Beinan. So you see, it's a problem of Hadar. So you see, the Lulav needs to be Hadar, because it says pre-ates Hadar by Esrig. You make a Hekesh between Lulav and Esrig. So Rashi on the Gemara explains Bishlam a Yavesh bin in Hidr Mitzvah. In other words, Hadar that it says in the Gemara is Mitzad Hidr Mitzvah, and not because we have the Hekesh of Hadar. Okay, so that solves Rashi on the second question anyway. But we still have a problem with the first ever, with the Rashi about Nikdam Rosha. Now, Kedivri Atosvis, Kasav Gamer Rambam, Meperish Mishnayis, Vromri is Baruch Priyates Hadar, Rabba Kabbalah, Kikulam Tzichim Hadar, Ulafikach Nifsal Lulav Yavesh, Lefisha Ein, Lo Hadar. When the Kabbalah comes, they all require Hadar, and therefore there's a psul of Lulav Yavesh, because Lulav Yavesh is not considered Hadar. So, Tosfos and the Rambam go together, that it has to be pre-ates Hadar, and the Lulav also has to be Hadar. So our job is to try to explain Rashi, and we will use that, being helped by Hagaon Rebbe Tzalel Zsolti Zatzal. It's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Halachas Lulav in Tafresh Memches Yud Beis Mechotmo Ve'elach. In other words, when it starts the Shapea, when it starts going downwards, spiraling downwards towards the Pitim, there is a psul of Chazazis and Spats and other Shinui Mare B'chol Shehu already there from the Chotem Ve'elach. When it starts angling down the top of the Esrog, towards the top of the Esrog, so there's a psu, any shuni mare passels. Magen Avraham writes in Sifkat Yudches, shuni mare dafka kashinir lahedja l'rov bnei adam. It has to be that most people can see it. The Mabit there writes chelikim osim mem tes. Odani yomer ke afilu shaya chazozis zeshu matzui besrog mishlan or nikra kolshu elik shinir lachol adam acha shenu hodar avo besrogim shalan or shirov elu shenu karam chazozis seinam nirim la'ayin machmiz dakusam tzorech lestalg bem harbe kidei shia nirgash beri'iyah shadam echad ra ha'esrog kula hodar b'li shum roshem badam acher shishla riyah zaka yosar reo eni nirka zek kolshu vadu nikra l'misha hu behu b'yado Koshken Acherim Shiron Mosa Afilu Him Etzlam Shenem Argishim Bo Kim Bezdaklus Tov V'Nikra Hadar. So the Mabit says that Hadar, that it says Be'esrog and Lulav, is not Tali in the Metzius. If it has a Chazazis, it has another type of Shinui Mare, but it's Tali in what appears to most people. And if most people don't see that it's a Shinui Mare, that it looks different, there's spots, it's still considered a Hadar. And the Yesod Advarim is from the Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis Tanu Rabbanan Mitzvos Ner Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso. It's Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso. V'mahadjer Ner L'kol Echad Vecha V'hadjer Menahadjer Beis Shami Yom Rishon Madlik Shmoyne Kamberch Pochus Vorch B'Solom Yom Rishon Madlik Achas Kamberch Mosif Aholech. Famous Gemara that Ner Chanukah everyone lights in his house, every man in his house. Mahadrin, one nair for each person, Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, Beis Shammai says, right, the Ikra mitzvah is one candle, the Mahadran is in there for each person, and Mahadran and Mahadran is according to Beis Shammai in ascending level, and according to the Beis Shammai in descending from 8 down, and according to Beis Hillel ascending 1 to 8. Tosus there says, Nero the Reed, the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Kami, Elanari, Shubeso. The Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, when they say ascending or descending, are only talking about the Ikra mitzvah of Neri Shubeso, because there's more hider when there's a heker, that it's Kenegit Yom Echas Yom Yotzen. In other words, you see, oh, there's six of the candles because it's the sixth night, there's seven candles, seventh night, according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Afuch. If it's going down, the first night, oh, you see there are 8 days to go, the second night, you see there's 7 days to go. But if you make a ner l'kol echad ve'echad, so it doesn't matter how many candles you have, there's going to be no hecker. They're going to think there's just a lot of people in this house, a nice Haredi family with 23 children. So they're not going to know. So therefore, the union is there should be dafka hecker, that you should know how many nights there are. So the Mahajim and Ahajim is going on the Ikra mitzvah of ner Yishubesu, of one candle, and not on the ner l'kol echad ve'echad, the Mahajim. So Mahajim and Ahajim is building on the Ikra mitzvah, not on the Mahajim. So Chori, you have to understand, my nafka mina, if there's not a hecker to the people outside, they're going to think that there are this many people in the house. If a person is madlik, then he's makayim a mitzvah, he's make doing the mitzvah behidr, even if there's not heker to people outside. So the pshat in the Tosis is, like Tosim Menachas says, and aflam beiz amid beiz, remember being a time, sefer toi boi sirtut. Had a lot of shiurim on sirtut. That's been a favorite, the topic of ours. So the sefer Torah requires underlining, because it says, zekeli van veyu, but tefillin that are covered by the boxes, by the leather, but don't require sirtut, because there's no noi. So you see that the din of hidr mitzvah from the pasuk of Anveyu is when it looks beautiful. But if it's a davar mechuse, there's no inyan of hidr. If it's covered, there's no hidr. And so writes Moreinu Rabbeinu the Rambam, Perak Aleph mechutz tefillin halacha yud beis halacha l'moshe misinai shein kosin sefer tov lo mezuz ela besirtut aval tefillin ein tzrichim sirtut lefi shein mechupim. So what he wants to say that you Sefer Torah mezuzah have to be besirtut, but not tefillin because they're covered. And what he means is like we saw before, that sirtut is a din in zekeli van veyu. The underlining, I think they call it in English, to score something. The scoring is because of zekeli van veyu, but tefillin, which are mechupa, which are covered, don't require this beauty. And the makor is in the Gemara in Yuma, the fayin amud aleph gabi kriyas haparashi koin gadol biyom kippur. Rashi says laharus noya shall sefer Torah, but the feres baalei shetarchlis nauz b'mitzvah shenemar zekeli vanveu snow the fun of b'mitzvah sefer Torah noa lulav noa klaf noa dio noa labler umanu umeerev yom kippurim heviyum l'sham. So you see in the Gemara in Yuma that by the kriyas haparashi the kohen gadol on yom kippur, that they bring the sefer Torah from their homes and they read to show the rabbim. Rashi is to show the beauty of the sefer Torah, as they would say in Spanish, "Azá shaina sefer Torah," and it's the glory of the owners that look at how beautiful you have been. You are fulfilling the mitzvah in such a beautiful way. You're misnai. You're beautified by the mitzvah. Rashi says, "You're misnai by mitzvah." It's a zeh keli vanvei. With snai the fun of become beautiful to Hashem when you do mitzvahs. You should have a beautiful lulav. You should have a beautiful sefer Torah. It should be nice klaf, good ink. The sefer should be an expert. And this was brought from Erev Yom Kippur, so there's no problem of Hotzah. So you see mefurish that the din of hidr mitzvah that we learn from the pasuk of Anveyu is kedei laharos chazuso l'rabim, that everybody should see it, like Rashi says, laharos noyer shel sefer Torah. Everybody should see the beauty of the sefer Torah, v'tiferes ba'alea shetarach lisnos b'mitzvah, and the glory of the owner that he was misnoye, he beautified himself with this mitzvah. So that's the din of hidr mitzvah, that people should see it. People should see the beauty of the mitzvah, and that the person is doing the mitzvah in a beautiful way. That's the din, and therefore we understand Tosis, we understand the Rambam, that tefillin that are covered don't require sirtut because of zekei levan veil. There's no din of noi, there's no din of beauty there. So now, since the ikra din of hidr mitzvahs k'dei laharos chusul l'rabim by tefillin which are mechusa, which are covered bo'or, that doesn't have to be, you don't need sirtut, and therefore Tosfos writes in Shabbos by hadlakas ner chanukah there has to be a heker. In other words, we're in the world of mahadrin, of hidurim, mahadrin min mahadrin. So the mahadrin min mahadrin is that people should know, no, it's not how many people are there in the house. We're being mahadir the mitzvah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're relating in ascending or descending order. And so that's our hidur mitzvah, adding on these candles, and it's not because ner lekol echad vechad, there just happen to be this many people in the house. We want to go mahadir mina mahadir. If there's no heker l'rabim, if people don't realize, they're going to think this is how many people are in the house, there's going to be no hajim and no hajim, because the whole vort of hidur is that people should see it. People should appreciate the beauty. So that's super duper. So now we understand very well Rashi and Sukkah and Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. The lulav ayav esh is possible because we require a mitzvah muderes. It says ve'anveihu and Tosis tameya. In the Gemara it says mishum te'iskish lulav le'esrug t'chsiv be'hadar. Tosis, what are you talking about? In the Gemara the explanation is that there's a hekesh between lulav and esrug of that it says hadar. That's why lulav ayav esh is possible and not for Rashi's reason. Of Zekeli van Veyu. So it would appear that even Ladas Rashi, the Iker Psul, is because of Hodar. Just Rashi explains, what's the Yisod Din of Hodar? It's not a Din in the Gufa Esrog Va'alulav that they have to be Hodar. And if it's not a Hodar, it's a Chisar in the Gufa Esrog Va'alulav. Like Choser, which is a Psul in the Gufa Lulav Va'esrog. Because it says lekachdem lechem lekichatama. And if you could say the same thing applies to hadar, but it says by esrog and lulav, but it's a din beguf halulav esrog. That if it's not a hadar, it's a chisar in the guf halulav esrog. So Rashi is telling us, Rashi is disabusing us from this notion, and he says, no, I want to tell you what the yisod din of hadar is. You know where hadar comes from? Hadar comes. It's not a din in the guf esrog v'alulav. It's a din in the hidur mitzvah, that the mitzvah should look beautiful, it should be hadar, and that's van veyu. Because van veyu is showing to others, Rashi and all this lamdas that van veyu is showing to others, that you're being beautified by the mitzvah. So Rashi's telling you that's what hadar is all about. Hadar is not a psul in the guf lulav and esrog, not a din in the lulav and esrog itself, the object, but rather in the hidur mitzvah of showing people the beauty of the mitzvah. And therefore, here it's going to be Li'ikuva. Because this, you're right, it's Van Vehu, but the Van Vehu is just telling us why it's Hid, why it has to be Mahudr. Al Tvan Vehu. But the Hidr is Ma'akev. Normally Van Veyu is only in the Chatchila, but here it's Ma'akev, because here it's this Van Veyu is not standing alone, but it comes along with the Hadar. It's explaining the Hadar. And there's an Afkamina Ladina, the Magen Avraham, the name of the Mabit, that a Chazozis Vishinui Mare passes Bukholshu, it's Dafka when people see it. Now, Psul Choser isn't totally what appears to most people. There it's a din in the Mitzius, but here it's a din in what people see. Because the hope for it is that the whole word is that people should see a beautiful esrog. And therefore, even if most people can't see it, but if you look closely enough and you can see it, then that would be that would passel. And now we understand Rashi, Nikdam Rosh HaPasel, because it's not a hadar. And Lulav HaYovesh, Rashi explains that you require a mitzvah muderes because of Anveyu. So is there a stira here in Rashi? We thought there was a stira, but no. They're both midin van veyu. Even the van veyu, they're both midin hadar. Even the van veyu is midin hadar. And therefore, nikdam is a psul in hadar, and yavish is a psul in hadar. They're both psuls in hadar. Just Rashi is defining to you what type of hadar you require here. You require a hadar that people can see. That it's beautiful. People should appreciate it. But not in the Gufa Dover. The only question is why Rashi explained this, that this Hadar is Midin Van Veyu Dafka here by Lulav HaYovesh. Why dafke here did he tell us, and not in other places, that it's midin vanveyu, that we require a mitzvah muuderes? And it would appear there's an afkamina ladina, because the Ran says in Perek Lulav HaGozel, Yovish tichsiv be'esr priyetz hodar, v'yovish lav hodarhu, v'yofinet sharmina me'esrug, v'ha yovish hanu shi yovshi rov olav, aval acherimom delo mifsal shi yisiyabe ati yishityabish rov shidrov rov olav alo michver. The Ran tells us that yovish, that it says by esrug, priyetz hodar. Yovish is not hodar, and therefore it's pasul. And we learn other minim from esrug. Now, when you talk about a lulav, what passes a lulav? How dry does it have to be? So, one opinion is most of the leaves. Others say no, not only most of the leaves, but also most of the spine of the lulav. And I don't like the second perish, says the Ran. So, to explain the shita of the Rishonim, that yavesh is only pasul when most of the leaves and spine are dried out, the rejected perish, it's because the din hadar is in the gufa esrug v'alulav, that if it's not a hadar, it's a chisaron begufa esrug v'alulav, and if so, belulav, it's only going to be a chisaron if you have a, if it's dried out most of the leaves and most of the spine. That's when it's beguf hadavar. It needs to really be, in order to passel it, batzmuso, there has to be a lot that's dried out. And now we understand why Rashi says legabe lulav hayavesh, that it's a din in vanvehu, to tell us that I'm telling you that the vort is not batzmuso, the lulav itself, but rather it's a din in how people view it. And there, in order for it to be puzzle, it's enough that even the rov olim, people see the olim, people see dried out olim, that's enough to puzzle. So that's why Rashi tells us dafka here, by lulav hayavish, that the hadar is midin vanveyu, to tip us in to this yisod, that to this nafkamina lahalacha, that you don't need that the most of the thing be dried out, even the spine and the leaves, in order for it to be pasul. Even just the rov olav is enough. Why? Because it's vanveyu, it's what people see. So if it was a psul in the gufa lulav, so then you would need a lot more to be tried out, even the spine. But Rashi's telling you, no, this is what people see. People should see a beautiful lulav in front of them. If even the leaves are dried out, that's already not beautiful. That's pasul, and that's why Rashi tells us over here. So Baruch Hashem, we have an understanding of Mahalach and Rashi here. Obviously, there's so much more to say, Rabbi Yisrael. Can't tell you how much more I've planned to talk to you about, and these and related issues. So all I can do is give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha to continue l'lmodu l'lamed l'shmor v'la'asot u'l'kayem es kol divrei salmut harasa bi'ahava b'simcha b'tuv levav. And I just ask that you stay tuned for more siyata d'shmaya. I thank you so much for listening, and I give a gentle reminder for all of us that sof davar hakol nishma et elokim yira et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.